Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Shannon McQuaid, a ministry professional, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Hi, everyone. Let's begin in a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, teach us how to pray. Open our eyes and our hearts and our minds to your presence this day, and especially this season of Lent, that we may walk with you and grow with you. Blessed Mother, I ask that you wrap us in your mantle and lead us ever closer to your Son. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I was reflecting on what I should share today and what I wanted to talk about, I was struck by Jesus walking on the water and the story of his interaction with Peter in that. And it's one of my favorite Bible passages, and especially to do Lexia with. I think there's so much to pull out of there and so many different things. But I think especially going into Lent and maybe our reaction towards the pondering of our sin and what that means in light of Christ's passion and death, but even more what it means in light of the resurrection. So when we look to Jesus walking on the water and he commands Peter to come to him, just as he commands all of us to come to him on the day, every day. And Peter immediately has his eyes focused on Jesus and begins to walk to him, but then becomes distracted by the waves around him and the storm around him, and he begins to fall. And immediately his response is, "Lord, save me." Whenever I think of "Lord, save me," I think of this beautiful image that I found in college that I used to have as my phone background, that it's very clearly Jesus above water and his hand reaching through the depths of this water, reaching towards us to grab us and pull us up above the water to him, into the depths of his love. So when I look at that, Peter's trust is so deep in the Lord. He very clearly trusts him, because why else would he just get out of the boat and walk when commanded? But it's not perfect. Sometimes, even if we have this deep trust in the Lord, even if that's where we're already at in our spiritual life, we still need to cry out to the Lord, "Lord, save me." Or maybe, "Lord, I trust in you, but deepen my trust. Help me to follow you better. Help me to command you to call me." But I also think it's important to look at what's pulling our attention away from the Lord. What is that thing that takes our gaze away from him? For Peter, it was the storm and the waves around him. But for us, is it fear of the future? Is it fear of the present? Our busyness of life? Anxieties, worries, maybe it's past hurts. But what is it that's pulling us away from the Lord? And how can we lay that down at his feet and offer him the opportunity to come into our hearts and to heal us and to fix it and to deepen our trust? After Jesus pulls Peter back up through the water, he says, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" How small is our faith that we doubt the Lord and doubt his trust and doubt his perfect plan for us? How do we draw our trust deeper? What takes us to the next step? Like, what are practical things that we can take to the next step to deepen our trust in the Lord? I offer you these three things. These are just my own thoughts, my own, encouragements for myself. Number one, establishing my prayer life even more, making it better, deepening that relationship with the Lord. We only trust people that we know, right? Like, we trust maybe our family, our friends, because we know them and we know that they're reliable and loyal and present. But the same is true with the Lord. Do we know the Lord? Is he going to be at the forefront of our minds? Number two, being honest with ourselves and with the Lord. being honest of where we're at with the trust in the Lord. Do I really surrender my all to the Lord every morning, every day? And being honest with the Lord with that. Like, Lord, I trust you with the future. I trust you with this test I'm about to take, but I don't trust you with this relationship. I trust you in these areas of my life, but not this one. Maybe I don't trust you at all. Help me to do better. And finally, the sacraments, specifically the Eucharist and confession. The Eucharist unites us in the most perfect way to the Lord in the reception of his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. It's our opportunity to come into unity with him. And confession is our opportunity to recognize our faults, but also to trust that the Lord will take them and make us even better, make us more perfect. So I encourage you this Lent to look towards deepening our trust in the Lord. In what ways can you improve, and what steps are you going to take to do that? Let us close it a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mother Mary, who had perfect trust, come and wrap us in your mantle. Deepen our trust and walk with us to a better relationship with your Son. As we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.